Scott Jennings, and today we're talking about Notage Garage. Executive summary. Building a business, ultimately about dollars and cents. You've got to not lose money to stay in business. Here's some advice for those in business or thinking about going into your own business. First piece of advice, spend less. I thought you had to make money. Most people think in order for a business to survive, it must make money. Well, that's not true. Mathematically, I guess, you can lose money and obtain loans to survive. Look at, say, a Tesla or an Uber. You can even make no money and stay in business. If you look at the income statement for Uber Technologies in the article, you'll see that they're in the, keep in mind those numbers in the article are in the thousands. So you look at their, you know, 2020, 2019, they're just losing, you know, millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. But they just get more loans and more investments and stay in business. Anyway, we're not talking about that really as much as we're trying to build a real business for the other 99.9% of us out here. So how do I make money? Well, that's simple, right? No problem. All you got to do is make more than you spend. Isn't that easy? If it were only that easy. If it was that easy, everyone would have their own business and everyone would be making money and retiring at the age of 35. But put the money part aside, what does it take to build a successful business? There's hundreds of variables in the equation for a successful business. Things like contending with managing people, look out for embezzlement, look out for people, watch people, look out for the weather. Then you got people, then you have politicians and the economy and the state of the government and who's in charge. Then you have people, and then you have business development, got to make sure you get the work, and that's capped off with people and oftentimes even luck. You saw that there was a common theme there in that list, right? Yeah, people. Okay, so next part, money is sexy. What does that mean? Well, when I had my construction business, and if you've read these articles before, you've probably heard this story, but I share it again because it was a while ago and it's applicable now. But when I had my construction business, we won a small little roadway job for the state of Hawaii doing shoulder repair. And it was a silly little job, I thought. It was, I don't know, half a million, three quarters of a million, something like that. And so one day I went out to the field to my foreman, who was much older and wiser than I was, and he had already had his own business. And I went up to him, and his name was JD, and I said, you know, hey, JD, we just won this job. Not too sexy. We're going to be, you know, fixing the shoulder here, there, and a couple miles up the road. And he says, Scott, you know what's sexy? I said, no, JD, money. Money's sexy. He didn't mean it in an egotistical way. He meant it in a very humble, business is simple way, in that you need money coming in the door and money in the bank to actually operate. He had a business. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he lost it or what he did, but anyway, he was smart enough to know that it takes money to survive, and money is sexy. The job doesn't have to be sexy, but money has to be sexy. Notage Garage, perfect segue into something that I went through today. I took my car, my 2006 Ford Explorer, into the shop, and there was no one there. It was the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday, and there was one guy in the parking lot, and I went up to him, and the door was closed up front. Obviously, they were closed for the day, but there was one guy in the parking lot, and I went up and you know, told him, hey, I want to bring in my car for such and such. He said, okay, when do you want to bring it in? Da-da-da. And I said, all right, well, thanks very much for your help. I'll bring my car and my Explorer in on Wednesday. And I said, oh, by the way, what's your name? Because I just want to make sure that, hey, you know, I saw Joey or whoever in the parking lot, you know, and he said that you set me up. I just want to confirm that actual appointment next week when I come in. Anyway, it ended up being the owner of the shop, and it was kind of neat because the owner of that shop, which is one of the largest shops here in my area or even in the state, I heard this guy's voice on the radio all the time. So it was just kind of neat meeting this guy, and we got to talking, and, you know, he seeks the advice of a business mentor. You know, he's in his mid-50s, and saying a mentor is kind of funny, but, you know, he has a business mentor, a business advisor who specializes in the automobile industry, and this guy obviously owned a auto mechanic shop, and the advice he was getting from his specialty business advisor who specializes in auto advice is, don't be out there building any Taj garages. Well, you all know the Taj Mahal. It's one of the, you know, deemed one of the most beautiful buildings on earth. And basically the message was, don't be out there building any Taj garages. All you need is a concrete floor, maybe some paint on the walls if you want it, whatever. Your job is to bring in the car, fix it, charge some money, and push it back out the door. That's your job. No Taj garage. Lastly, easiest way to save money is not to spend it. I've said this one before, several articles ago, but the easiest way to save money, don't spend it. It's as simple as that, right? You don't need to repaint the walls. You don't need to get a brand new company car, which is a Range Rover, top of the line, $100,000 vehicle. Like I said, I'm driving a 2006 Ford Explorer. My dad drove his truck until he literally had a hole in the floorboard from his heel on that Toyota truck. That's how old the truck was. And he and my mom, you know, made a very good living that way and retired at a very respectable age. Anyway, my story was those anecdotes. They were all, you know, things I had run into, some of them today, some of them over the course of my lifetime. But I have a business today. I still try to spend as little as possible, enough to make the experience for me, though, and my employees special and fun, and frankly, something worth waking up for every day. Work safe.